Hi there, and welcome to the Business Mastery Q&A call. This is Adela. Who would like to check in?
Hey, Adela, it's Sheila.
Hey, Sheila. How you doing, honey?
Great, thanks.
Good.
You are awesome.
I'm sorry?
You are, I assume, awesome. You're always great.
Yeah, you know, I feel really, really good. I do. Yeah. Really do. Oh, and it's nice to have some space.
Oh, you mean not like 3 calls a day or a telesummit?
Yeah. I definitely, I've been talking about it for the longest time, but I'm actually feeling the difference of the pace. It feels really good. Yeah.
I'm sitting at your office looking at your bed, waiting for your visit.
Yeah, I want to schedule something to come down. I don't know if it'll be just me or if how much room do you have? Or was that?
I don't know. I might have 6 or 7 rooms. I have where I say I have 2 offices in my house. One that the feng shui person said, and that has a double sleep out couch and a private bathroom. It's like in the front of the house.
Uh-huh.
I almost have a private suite. Has phones in there.
Oh, wow. Ready-made.
Huh?
Ready-made. Ready-made office with all the tools.
Yep, and I have open space. I mean, I have floors with people with sleep out, and I have my own bedroom with a double bed.
Oh, well, that sounds good to me. Like a little summer, like a little retreat would be nice. Like a 3-day, is that what you're thinking?
Whatever.
Yeah, that we could really focus on this stuff and play and get just really fully immersed in it. I like that. All right, so let's talk about it either today or tomorrow. Let's plan it.
Great.
I'm ready, honey. Well, let's see who else is ready and is on the line. Quite a few people.
Hey, Tanya here.
Hey, Tanya. Welcome, darling.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm here. Nancy Pier.
Nancy.
Susie's here.
Yay, Susie.
Hi.
Bodachia. You know, I'm having such a challenge remembering how to pronounce your name. I have to hear it over and over and over. Bodachia. I love that. That's beautiful.
Bodachia catches on to your messages quickly.
Yeah. Great. Anyone else want to check in?
Hey, it's Joanne.
Hey, Joanne. Welcome, darling.
Hello again.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm going to get us started. It's 2:01, and I'm just going to put us on Q&A for a little while just as I do the intro, and we'll see how folks come online. I'll just check the webcast real quick, see if anybody is there. Folks have not been doing the webcast lately. So, cool. All righty, so welcome, everyone, to our Business Mastery Q&A call. And this call is scheduled for about 1.5 hours. And I'm going to try to keep us on schedule, which can be a little bit challenging for me when I get into free flow. So my whole idea, I had a whole bunch of ideas when I, you know, created this program. And so I'm finding, you know, the tweaking of things. And so we're going to move ahead with the content for today. But I just did want to frame it for you and also get some feedback from you. I met earlier this morning with my Activation Mastermind facilitators who are all stepping up extraordinarily. Thank you. And so I invited feedback for how things are going and, you know, what you want more of and what's working. And so I'm actually going to start a couple of threads on the forum for that. I can only tweak the program if you let me know what you need more of and what is working. So that way we can make this a really wonderful experience for everyone. So I realize also that there's a little bit more structure in terms of context that folks are wanting, and that's wonderful. We can do that too. And we're going to square that all away on this call today. So whether you've done any of the worksheets or not, just forget about it, as we say in Jersey. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And just bring yourself present to being open to what occurs on this call, what we create together. And what we create together is much more powerful than I could create by myself. As creative as I like to think that I am, it's only in answering a need that is very specific to you that I can consider myself to be successfully delivering the content. So I'm also getting that this isn't about content, that many folks already have loads of information, and that perhaps it's more about clarification and inner game coaching and just getting into movement with what you already know, which I'm sure many of you know a lot, and then getting some specific tweaks and feedback from me and the group as to how you can move into what you're working on more powerfully. So each of the months has a framework, has a context, and I'm doing it in some kind of an order because I find that these pieces build one upon another. So whether you've done the worksheets that I've come up with, some of them are adapted from some of the content that I've been doing with Michelle Naray, and the essential message, the process of fine-tuning your essential message and who you're here to be and who you're here to be it for and what you deliver is an ongoing process. It doesn't mean that you can't articulate where you are right now, put yourself out there, and just rev your business into a different level of activation. It's an ongoing thing, and so I'm going to simplify it. And I will give you extra exercises and things for you to play with to help you get these bits. But what we need during this month, and what I'd like to focus on the rest of the month, especially through the Yahoo group, and if we need to have something more than that to get everyone up to speed on this, then we'll do that. But what I'd like you to do right now is just grab a piece of paper and a pen, because we're all going to do this right now. And so there's no perfection, and it's not even about progress. It's about just capturing what you've got in this moment and playing with this. Next month, we're going to be working on the nuts and bolts in terms of the online presence and in terms of your model and the kinds of things that you need to have in terms of services or on your website. And one of the key pieces that you need is you need what's called in the coaching industry, actually I'm not sure if it originated here or where it did, but the pink spoon, which means to give people a taste of you, and it needs to be a compelling enough taste. And that taste has to tie into an urgent need or a problem that the folks that you serve have. So these bits that we're going to come up with on the call today are just a starting point. But these are essential bits, and everything else builds on this. And so know that as you tweak and fine-tune these bits, it's going to ripple out in everything that you do, from your website to your marketing to, you know, how you put your products and your services together. But unless you go out there and actually start working with what you have right now, there's really not much movement in your business. So this is about taking action. So an action, you know, that action that's inspired, that you move into, it doesn't mean that it's all going to feel pleasant and that there's not going to be discomfort. There's going to be plenty of discomfort. I imagine that many of you are already feeling some resistance and like, well, what do I have to do 7 sheets on my tribe for? Well, you don't. But then articulate it for me. And the ways that you come to articulate it, I mean, are through writing and through speaking and through coaching and being coached. So the more that you can engage in that, in those processes, in these, in the structures that we've set up for this training, the more that you're going to experience some ahas, some clicks, so, oh, this is who it is, oh, this is what I do, because it needs to be personal and specific. Just from some of what I've already seen, and I did this on purpose, I gave really no guideline. in terms of your really, really great statements. And I did that on purpose. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take the raw material of some of these things that you already have in motion, and we're going to really, really clarify and dig down and get more explicit. Now, this is going to be an ongoing process, and so how we can use these calls, these fourth Thursday of the month calls, is for this coaching process. We can also do it through the forum. Ask your questions. When you get stuck, say, you know, Adela, this is just, I'm experiencing such hoo-ha around this, and I just can't make myself do this crap. So what's next? We need to be addressing what is occurring in order to support you in movement and clarification and really getting down to the essence of what it is that you're here to do, who you're here to do it with, and how it is that you do it. So if everyone's got a piece of paper, I'm just going to go on Q&A just in case there's any question about what I've just shared or any feedback. Any folks? Anything to add? And you'd star 7 because we're on Q&A. I'm going to go on interactive because I don't know. I'm not hearing anyone.
Adela, it's Susie.
Okay, yeah.
One quick question. When you say address, like, concerns or problems or whatever in the forum, you mean on the Yahoo group where, like, all the messages are, where we post messages?
Yeah, and I'm going to set it up so that because this is the thing with Yahoo that can be a little challenging is keeping track of the threads. They have to have, I'm pretty sure, the same subject line. So I will start threads, and then what you need to do is follow the thread, just reply, so this way I can keep track of things.
And will they all, like, show up on
the same
message place?
Yeah.
Just that one message place?
Yep.
Okay, good, thanks.
Yeah, right now. It's not the best way to do it, but right now it's the only tool that I can get up and running easily enough, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good,
yep, thank you, Susie. Yeah, because then the thing is that if you've got a question around something or you've run into some stumbling block or you've got some hoo-ha going on, you know, in your mind, some you know, self-talk, some dialogue going on, some story, some reason, whatever it is, chances are other people are experiencing it too. Now, this also presupposes a certain level of trust and safety within the group that what we share in the group, you know, as an agreement, see, I assume that that agreement is in place. So it's probably a good idea for us to be in agreement that, you know, these discussions, these places where people can show the gaps where they are in their business and where they can name what's going on so that we can address it is going to be really important. So, so have an agreement on that is really important. So thanks, Susie, for bringing that up.
It's Sheila.
Hey, Sheila.
I also assume if somebody knows the specific, anybody in the group can actually start a thread. For instance, if I'm suddenly thinking about branding, I could put subject brand, you know, in the subject branding and do my thing and ask a question, and people might respond to that or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't want to have to be responsible for all of the movement here. That's not how I work. And I like to allow freedom for, you know, everyone's creativity and everyone's ability to share their expertise and their brilliance, because this group is a powerful brain trust. So yeah, Sheila, absolutely. You can start your own threads around, even things that you're contributing. And I've actually created, on the Yahoo group, I was actually going to take you online. So if folks, I'm going to do this after I do the exercise, though, because technology always has a tendency to drop the energy. So I just wanted to see if there weren't any questions before we do this one exercise, and then we're going to dive into some coaching and some feedback and all of that. All right, wonderful. So let's just do this quick exercise, and we're not going to take long. This isn't even going to be a minute. So I want you, those of you that are familiar with Venn diagrams, I just want you to draw 3 intersecting circles. So it might be one circle and then to the right it meets the first circle, and then you do a third one on the bottom that intersects the two circles. And if you want, if you're on the internet and you want to see this, I actually created a Venn diagram. You can go to consciousbusinesstribe.com/EM as an essential message, Venn, V-E-N-N. So consciousbusinesstribe.com/EM Venn. And that's just a PDF, just a visual.
I got you. 404'd it, gnarly dude. Me too.
You did.
I got it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a pretty link. I did try it again, maybe in another browser. I don't know why this kind of stuff happens. So it's consciousbusinesstribe.com/E as in essential, M as in message, and Venn is V-E-N-N. Two N's in Venn and nothing more.
I got it.
Yeah. So we're just going to play with this as our model. Instead of all the complicated, what's going on? Oh, I don't know. What's this exercise? How does it fit in? This is how it's going to fit in. These three pieces. And there are certain exercises that you don't have to use the exercises. You don't have to. You can do whatever you want to tap into what these things are. But I find that these are the three things, that the intersection of these three things create a business that's powered by you, that's not going to feel like, what am I doing? Or, you know, you feel confused or you're not sure of where you're headed, because it's going to be fueled by what you're brilliant at. And so it's constantly going to be creative. You're going to be getting ideas of how to fine-tune it and of how to get your message out there more and how you can get out there the way in which you solve the problems of your tribe. So it basically is three parts. It's your core essence. And your core essence, one of the exercises that plays with that is, your really, really great statement. And then later on, we actually fine-tune the really, really great statement into your essential message statement, because it is going to include all these three pieces, right? So the things where you're in your brilliance, where you're in your greatness, the things where you show up naturally, sometimes you're going to have a clue about some of those things, but even more of those things, you're going to need help from other people identifying. And so the way that you're going to get that is unique. I've got loads of exercise. There's also an energy exercise called Witnessing Magnificence that I've got that we can use. So there's exercises for each of these circles, but these are the three pieces that we need in order to tweak your website, in order to create your pink spoon, in order to create your programs and services. All those kind of things. So that piece, your core essence, again, is your natural greatness, are the things you're, you know, so radically brilliant at. And so we're going to get very specific. Instead of, like, very general things, we're going to get very, very specific. Now, the second circle is the core problems you solve. Now, there's loads of ways to get at that. I haven't shared all of the resources, but one of the most fun ones is an exercise called Dr. Credibility from Michelle Nerey's Essential Message, and I'll share that. It's just a visual. It's like a bullseye, but it just, for some reason, we need to get spatial with these exercises. That's the other thing I noticed. Too much writing, just writing, it does something. It like short-circuits the flow if it's too much writing. So the core problems you solve, I mean, you might know some of those things, your story, your why. These are the things where you've overcome a challenge, and by virtue of having overcome that challenge, there are specific problems that were tied into that challenge, and that also qualifies you as the experiencer, the one who provides the experience and the authority or expert in that particular, very particular format. And then the third circle is the tribe you know and serve brilliantly. So you know these people inside out. You may be one of them. And so that exercise of seven sheets that I had was about, it's just an exploration for you to play with that. So we're just going to take like a minute, if you haven't done it already. Just take a nice deep breath. And just think of it as capturing like one word or two word phrases, right? And you're going to put them in each circle right now. And this is just your starting point. You can always articulate more. And you've already got some of these ideas. They're going to be there at the surface. So take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And as you exhale, just connect fully to the core essence that's you. And think of things that you're just so, when you're just being easily, brilliantly you, the things that just show up. One of the indicators of that could be, you know, if you had to speak about something, or if you needed to teach about something, how might you do that? Those will give you clues about the things that you're brilliant at too. If you had to impart or share an expertise, how might you do it? Just take a moment, just jot a couple of things. Take another nice deep breath. And on the exhale, just exhale your business. At whatever level of evolution your business is, whether you're just starting out, whether you've got some bits and it's kind of going but not really at full blast. And just connect with the essence of that and just energize it. And feel how the core essence that's you energizes that business and informs it and evolves it. And it's a partnership. It's an entity. It's an energy wanting to come into being. Okay, let's move on to the next circle, the core problems you solve. And so think of the things, the adventures, the challenges that you've overcome, the adventures that you've been on, and the kind of things that you've had to solve, the kind of things that you've had to figure out, kind of things that you know how to do, like 1, 2, 3. You could actually, you know, write a cheat sheet on it real quickly, just through stream of consciousness flow. Think of why you got into business. Think of what drives you really, 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 really crazy about your market or your industry. Whatever it is, whether you're a coach or a healer or a transformationalist, someone, you know, whoever it is that you are, whatever it is that you do, what drives you so crazy about other people that do it? That may even seem like, hey, man, they're doing it wrong. This is the way to do it. So just notice what that is that either drives you crazy, pisses you off, or really annoys you. And just notice what problem that is. What's the problem in your market, in your industry? Of folks that do what you do. And how do you do it differently? Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. I'm just going to focus on that third circle. The tribe you know and serve brilliantly. And so just feel the people who are connected to you in resonance that kind of see the world kind of, you know, through like a similar spectrum. You know, when you're around them, it's like the head nod and they go, yeah, 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 and they almost can't wait to dive in with their own sharing of their own experience. It's very similar to yours. And they might be clients, they might be friends, but they're people who get you and who you get. You just know how they think, you know how they feel. You know exactly what they've been through because you have. And because you have, there is an instant connection, and there's a certain level of trust, trust enough to hear what you have to say, because they're gotten. They feel understood. They feel seen. by you. And just notice who these people are and notice those people, if any people come up specifically, if they're in any kind of groups that you can find somewhere, whether it's on the internet, whether it's in a magazine, whether it's at a physical location, you know, are they hanging out in yoga studios? Are they doing trainings? Are they speakers? You know, what kind of groups are these people in? And what kind of groups are you in that they might be in, that you've run into these people before? And see if there's just some kind of umbrella, some overarching umbrella. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be so niched as to say coach or a speaker. It could be teachers of personal evolution, which might include a whole bunch of people you might not have considered before. And so just notice who this tribe is that you know and you see brilliantly, and they see you. Awesome. And so just finish up that last thought, and it doesn't matter how much you've got. It just matters that you're priming the pump and you're getting started. And as we revisit these three circles over and over and over again, there are going to be bits and pieces that I'm going to ask you to pull from these explorations of the three circles, and we'll use them for different things. And so they're going to get tweaked and clarified and refined more and more and more. So great. Wonderful. I know that I've got a couple of folks, so this is an opportunity to get coaching. I just want to stop and just check in with a few folks, and then we're going to go into some feedback, questions, coaching. There's two folks that have stepped up initially, and then we'll work with those two folks, and then we'll see who wants to work with me next. So, Joanne, was that you? I thought I heard someone.
No.
Oh, okay.
You might have been sensing that I was thinking, oh, maybe if there's time, I'll be coached too.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So the setup is whoever, you know, responds to me, responds to my questions, responds to the coaching, and you need to do some work in order to do that. So that means you need to answer some questions, just because that's going to prime the pump and that's going to have us be able to play more. So thanks for those folks who have said yes to playing today. And so before we get started with that play, I just want to check in how that exercise was for folks.
Hello?
Yes?
It's Britt.
Hi, Britt.
Hello? Hey, it was good after this morning. I was breaking free again, so it was, I was able to put something down for each circle.
Wonderful. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah? I'm sorry, who's that? If you say your name, because we're still getting to know one another, we've got new folks in this community, that would help. I thought I heard someone else.
Bodhicitta.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, go ahead, Bodhicitta.
You know, I just want to say you're freaking amazing, and I honor your brilliance for pulling this stuff out, because I just feel you pulling it out of me. I mean, I just really literally feel it. So the exercise is just terrific.
Thank you. Oh, great. Yeah, I'm very free flow, and sometimes that can be a challenge for some folks. And then there are moments when you just open to it. So wonderful. Thank you so much, Bodhicitta. Hey, Paul. Thanks, darling.
Hi. I agree with what was just said, and it's great that you talk us through it, and I put down some stuff. The one negative that I get out of this is that I'm starting to generate so much information, like on paper, and I'm wondering, you know, is this ever going to come together?
Yeah.
Some kind of synthesis and something really clear that will fire my imagination.
Yeah. And we're going to get something very specific by the end of this month is going to be a really, really statement, including these three pieces. And then we're going to build from that. Those really, really statements can expand into a bio. And then we're actually going to pull information from this to see what's a good pink spoon, what's a good freebie for you to offer. That's going to be some of what we cover next month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still hear a question.
Yeah, this is Susie.
Hold on one second, Susie. I'm not done with Paul. I heard another question from Paul, actually.
Okay.
It's not a question. I just, everything isn't resolved instantly. I'm just, I still have the same trepidation. So that's just me, and I don't expect it to be solved this moment.
Yeah. Yeah, and there is going to be trepidation. As I said, to even try to get your essential message in 4 weeks is a lot. But we will get something by the end of the month, and I will work with folks who are willing to put out their really, really statements out there on the Yahoo group. I will help you tweak and refine them so that we have them by the end of the month. At least a working one, Paul.
Okay.
Yeah. Because these are all in working, and you're going to find as we go through all of the content and as you continue to get coached, things are going to get clearer and clearer, and you're going to get more and more bits. It's just not through the front door. It's just going to start happening organically.
Okay.
Yeah. So just kind of trust me for a little while on the process. I know it's a big leap I'm asking you to make here.
Okay.
Okay. And it's okay to have trepidation. It's okay, but we'll see how it moves. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Susie?
Okay. So first, I love doing the exercise, having you lead it, because that allows me to sort of let go of a certain part of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be more intuitive, I guess. There is one place that's challenging for me. So speaking up for myself and the other artists in the group is in places where it gets into things like the core problem you solve, and this is your story, the things you've overcome, the challenges. When I go there, I start to come up with information that I would use if I were coaching or counseling somebody, kind of. And I'm not sure how to translate that into, how do I turn that into?
Well, there's a certain outcome that people are looking for from your art, isn't there?
Okay, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that people specifically choose your work.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we covered this question before because it's come up. And so it's just a matter of reorienting it. Instead about the core problem, it might be, what's the final outcome that people want? So you're coming at it from the other end. So you're coming out from the outcome. And then you might brainstorm about what some of the reasons that might lead people to want that outcome. And this would come from your own experience, from people that purchase your art that you may have had a personal relationship with that you might have some information around.
Okay.
I know you're still, it's not working for you still.
No, it's good. It's just my brain is like not moving this quickly. It's all good. It's not, my silence is not that it's not working. It's just putting pieces together that aren't fitting immediately for me.
So for me, I would think of the kind of reasons that people would purchase a piece of your work or any other piece of artwork.
Mm-hmm.
That for me would be the core problem that I would be addressing. And it may not, at your level, it's not so much of a problem, but it, to me, art a lot of times is about a possibility. So some people are, the majority of the planet is problem-oriented, right? So we respond more to solve a problem that we have than to expand into where we are and the possibility that can be explored. To me, art is a lot about possibility and reorienting perception.
Got it. So instead of looking at it from the direction of what's the problem that exists that this might solve, looking at it more from the direction of what possibility does it present that people might want?
Yeah, because for me, a lot of art is more about a lift and an opening.
Yes.
Than it is in the hard skills world, which is it's a skill business building that people are willing to pay for, whereas transformation is not always something that people are willing to pay for initially until they get to a certain point in their evolution, right? And then it's like I wouldn't dream of buying IKEA art. Not after having owned a gallery and knowing artists and being in that whole world and knowing the difference in energy for me, that I'd rather have an original piece of artwork.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you're dealing with a different bandwidth in terms of your market.
Like a narrower one, you're saying.
Well, it's a different bandwidth, whether it's narrow or not. It's narrower in terms of the massive population that goes with problem orientation. Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you see a way that relates to, like, my story and the challenges I've overcome, or should I just not look at it as literally?
I would play with your story, because your story is not only good to glean, you know, what you're really great at. Your story is also part of your connective piece, how you build trust, how you position yourself as someone who's qualified.
Okay, here's the part where I get confused, because when I look at my story, the way I look at, you know, my personal growth things, like I used to be very disempowered, and now I learned how to be more self-empowered, and I learned how to be more in my body, and learned how to have more of a connection to the divine, and expand my intuition, blah, 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 blah. And none of that, like, do you see a way that relates to my artwork? Because I don't.
Well, has your artwork changed as a consequence of your personal evolution?
Oh, well, maybe. I mean, it certainly changed. Well, I never connected those two, so to me it seems like two different things, but maybe they're not. You know, I've never connected those two things together before. But I could explore that.
Well, explore it, and let's see, you know,
mm-hmm.
let's see what comes from that.
Okay.
Because the orientation for the artist on this call is slightly different, but I don't think it's that different.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for the question, Susie.
Okay, got it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, all righty. So any other questions before we get going with more coaching?
Not a question, a comment on doing it this way.
Mm-hmm.
That you have available time for this?
What, for your feedback?
Well, just the experience.
Yes.
Doing it with the visuals was.
Yeah.
Even though I wrote the same words, I didn't write them necessarily contained in the circles. And so I'm curious. It was fun to do it this way rather than linear.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Renee. Yeah, and I think that there is something to these experiential exercises and doing them in a group collectively that you'll get different bits.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, the interception piece, what really falls into that.
Okay, awesome. And so this is the piece where, you know, putting out some of the The exercises could be really, really helpful. So I'm going to put together like a little really, really statement formula that then you can take from this exercise and start playing with just plugging in different things and testing out different really, really statements. So, great. Thank you, Renee.
Mm-hmm. Adela, this is Lori.
Hey, Lori.
just wanted to say that this process just gave me a huge aha, so thank you.
You're welcome. Can you share it with us?
Yeah, sure. I did my circles, and the first one was honoring the teacher within, and the second one was connecting people within, and the third one was people willing, that I work with people who are willing and ready for movement in their world. And I'm like, okay, and I'm sitting with it, and I said, well, how can I serve more brilliantly? And it was to help people, to invite people to explore this more. And that's one of the things I wrote down in my really, really good statements is inviting play and expression from people. And I'm like, oh! And that hadn't come through before as a one of the motivating main factors.
Oh, wonderful. So just tuning into the invite piece.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Lori. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. All righty. So, Bodhicitta. I think I've got that right.
Correct.
Yay. Well, I'm going to put us on Q&A just so they can be nice and quiet. So, Bodhicitta, if you can just press *7 to get on the line with me. You with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, so I know you wrote me some stuff last night, which was great. Thank you so much. And I'd love to explore just these three circles with you for now. And let's just see if we can even get more specific and clarify some more bits. So when you think of your core essence and your brilliance, what are the top things that come to mind for you?
Well, what I wrote was different than what I wrote last night, today in this exercise. I wrote, I find and express my love and my power.
And what do you mean? What do you mean by your power?
It's the same as love. It's the same as love. It's the truth of who I am. It's God. It's that quantum place that is an abstract experience and it cannot be described with words.
Okay.
And right now it's terror.
Did
so
you say
it takes many different?
Yeah.
It takes many different, you know, emotions.
Yeah.
At the bottom of it, it's just an energy. And I can take the terror and transform it into love. You know, I can do whatever I want with it.
So what? I'm just going to jump around here because I'm going by my own sense. So what are, if you were to name the three top problems in the most specific language that you can possibly find right now for your clients, what are those three top problems that they have?
They're holding back, they don't know where to go, and they're incredibly confused and lost. They've tried everything.
Okay.
And by the way, that makes it sound like these are people that are down and out. Some of these people have everything, and they still feel this way.
Yeah, can you give me an example of that?
Yeah, I've got a man in Australia, happily married. He's 60 years old, has his own business. He does coaching with businesses, two grown children, has it all. And I've been working with him for 5 years, and he just doesn't know why he still feels empty and why there's a void in his life. And he gets terrified when we go to his love and his truth.
So the reason he came to you, the reason he started working with you, he came to you and he said, listen, Bodhicitta, what did he say?
He said, I'm trying to remember, but he would look at different parts of his life, like his marriage, his children, and he had an awareness that he was trying to find problems with them. And he had his own aha moment where he realized there were no problems with those things, the problem was him. And he didn't know what that was. And what to do with it. But he was clear that he was done sabotaging or blaming all the things in his life when really they were beautiful.
Okay. What other problems do you solve?
Help people collapse time to get out of their, the people that do have life challenges that have not had the awareness that he has. They come to me with relationship issues, job issues, money issues. Comes down to the same core problem that there's, you know, they have these attachments to the illusions in their life and in their world that they think are going to, they're going to seek and find what they're looking for in those things. And when I tear those things down for them and strip them, you know, really naked of those things, we come down to the same core problem. You're the thing you've been looking for. These are not the things that are going to bring you the love, the power, the bliss, the peace, the joy that you're seeking. So no matter where I meet people at, and I meet people in very various levels of where they're at, where they're like, you know, they're Christian, they don't know why they called me, you know, I'm very non-Christian.
I noticed.
So we just dive in. And they go, I work with a lot of Catholics. You know, it's like I work with people that are not religious or spiritual, and they don't know why they've communicated with me. And
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the words that I wrote down as you were speaking was, it seems to me like the through line of these folks is that they're tired of external seeking, and they're ready to embark on the inner journey. Does that cover it?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you see how that's different than they're empty and void, they're sabotaging blame, they're holding back, don't know where to go, and confused,
sure.
And right?
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I'm looking for, folks. I'm looking to help you find the language and the book, the hit. Yeah, that's what I got. Tired of seeking externally, and they're ready to embark on the inner journey. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you, Bodhichia.
Thank you.
Yep, great. So, and I want you to notice, I had sent some questions through the Yahoo group. They were clarifying questions. They would probably be classified clarifying questions and coaching. And there were like 5 questions. And those are some of the questions that you can use to help folks grab a bit like we just did with Bodhichia. So, and I can resend those questions. I can resend those questions again if folks can't find them. Who's that? Sheila?
It's Bodhichia.
Bodhichia.
I can ask you one quick question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I am ready to take action, and when I feel the terror, I know I have to take action and move through it. So Friday I'm going to this big, you know, yada yada thing, and for 4 years now I haven't had to answer the question, and so I just tell people, you know, I'm working on it. I don't know. I'm honest. When they say, what do you do, would this be a good place for me to start and say, hey, I'm in the middle of figuring that out, and what I'm getting right now is that I work with people who are tired of external seeking, and they're ready to embark on their inner journey. Can I say that? Can I start practicing?
You can start practicing that, but I'll throw you this tip from Essential Messaging. What you would want to do, instead of having that elevator speech, the essential message approach, I like Michelle's approach, because he says that it's all about a conversation. And so what you would want to have are actually some questions for people.
Okay.
And he calls them provocative questions. And those questions, that statement that you just made would be the answer to those questions. So this way you could...
What do you do? What do I say?
Well, you'd have another question for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. You'd have another question, which would be about engaging them in a conversation. And, of course, you're going to follow your own instinct on this, Bodhichia. You're going to feel when it's the right, as opposed to, you know, I don't believe in any formula in anything. So if you just feel like it's a surface connection and someone really doesn't want to know about your business, do you know what I, you know what happens at those networking meetings? It's some.
No, I don't go to those kind, trust me.
Okay.
People dig deep, and I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, because the thing is, you want to engage in a conversation, because when you get engaged in a conversation, and again, you're going to know if this is like your ideal, like the kind of person. Again, if you've explored the tribe piece and you get that resonance, yeah, this is someone that I resonate with, you'll know that you can have that kind of a conversation. And that's really important, because the thing that you're going to get from that is you're going to get specific language, and you're going to get more information about what it is that you really do and who it is that you really serve. So those conversations will give you, so it's not only about, you know, like a marketing positioning statement. It's also about using those opportunities to connect with people so that they really get what it is that you do, whether it's something that they need or someone that they can recommend you to. But then they have a clearer understanding of, oh, this is what she does.
What kind of questions do I ask back when someone says, what do you do?
I'll send a follow-up email, because otherwise I'm not going to get through in helping other people.
Okay, yeah,
this is more advanced stuff, but since you're going to a networking meeting, I thought I'd put that out there.
Okay.
So, but I'll answer it before Friday.
Okay,
thanks, which is tomorrow. All righty. Paul, you ready?
Adele, would you send that to the group since we've all followed the conversation?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sending everything that I talk about, I'm sending it to the group.
Okay, when you said a follow-up message, I wanted to make sure. Okay, cool, thanks.
Yeah, so let me just write that down, the provocative questions. Okay. Cool. So, Paul, if you're still here, then you need to press star 7.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Paul.
Hi.
So great. Did you, did anything different come up when you were doing this exercise from what you already know?
Maybe just slightly in the core essence circle.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that I wrote down that I hadn't really acknowledged fully before is that I'm a curious combination of both artist and scientist.
Oh.
Like I've got both sides of me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so problematic.
You're not. No, go ahead.
I've got the rigorous scientific approach to things, but I'm also an artist, you know, in terms of expression, and I just am.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that, but I hadn't really written it down before. So that's pretty much the only thing that I found that was a revelation in that exercise. I mean, I appreciated it.
Good.
I worked on the things that you gave out in the message.
Awesome.
You know, like, what do you do? Who do you do it for? How do you do it? That kind of thing.
Okay. Do you want to share some of that?
All right. Well, first of all, you said to do as many as possible.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I've done about 7 of them, all of which are kind of variations on the same theme. But in considering the amount of time that we have, how do you think I should go about this?
Well, I would look at maybe the top 2 or 3 and just read them out for me.
Top 2. Well, the first, maybe I should go from the last one backwards, because that probably show more refinement. Anyways, let me see. Okay, what do you do is I take people to new levels of power in their speech. The who do you do it for is people who want to make a difference. And 3, and how do you do it is I ask for more than they've given before. Okay, that's 1 segment.
Okay, I've got a question already.
Mm-hmm. General, I know it's very general. But
yeah, no, I know. Like, duh, we're all very general when this starts off. That's everybody. We are all doing this. I still find myself doing it. So new levels of power.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what that means. Like, if I came to you and you said to me, Adela, you know, I'm going to take you to new levels of power in your speaking, how does that actually show up? Like, what's the outcome? What happens What's the end result of the new level of power?
Well, in what you do would be a greater level of clarity, vividness, and emotional power that actually makes it easier for your audience to get what you're doing. You would feel more empowered in what you're doing, and the people who you are trying to reach would feel more empowered in what you're doing.
So does that mean that they would get it? That they would actually get my message?
To the extent that you were getting it and connecting with them fully, yes.
Yes, yeah, so the way that you work with people, you help them get it so they can deliver it.
Yes. Well, that's the whole point of communication, is to deliver it to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're working with them, right? With your client.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
So my client has to have the capability and the techniques and the experience to have their communication be compelling, so that people who are listening and watching can relax and have it actually reach them at a very deep level.
Well, so when your speakers, when your clients come to you, do they want to, what do they want to do when they speak? Like, what's the action that they want their audience to take? Like, why are they doing it? How are they, what's their outcome?
Well, if we're talking about, I mean, if I'm dealing with a business person, I mean, then no doubt we're dealing with them getting their message across so that they can do more business, make more money, and hopefully make more difference to the people that they're serving. Feel more satisfied in their work. Talking about an artist, like an actor, then that's a slightly different situation. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, except we're dealing with much more emotional material.
So what kind of person is like your juiciest kind of client? What are the kind of people that you just love to work with? Is it the business people, the artsy people? Or is there a different kind of person?
Well, I don't have a concrete answer for that. I'd much rather work with a person who, like a performing artist, if they really care about their work, because we're dealing in a deeply emotional terrain. That's much more interesting and much more challenging to contact those depths. But at the same time, I'm also very happy to work with someone, let's say, you know, like a motivational speaker or somebody who's really trying to make a difference in with their work, because their passion is there, and that makes me care more deeply, which is a space that I like to be in. So the crucial, one of the crucial factors is the depth of commitment of the client to themselves and their work in order to make a better world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's much more specific for me.
That may be in one of the other segments, too, that kind of stuff in there, but, you know, it's just interesting.
Yeah, this is an important piece for you, Paul.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. It's extremely important. I mean, it's also hard to acknowledge because of the to the exclusion of other things because of the some considerations I might have about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Sirens are going through. I missed some of what you said.
I just think it's hard sometimes to acknowledge that fully because of considerations that I have in my mind about, making a living.
Yeah. Yeah, and the consideration being that, that there aren't enough people out there at this level of business or this level of commitment to work with you?
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, I don't think that's not necessarily true, but nevertheless, it's something, it's part of my inner game.
Yeah, I hear that.
That's not particularly a part of my game that I'm proud of, but it has been, certainly a part of it that I have to transform and work with.
Yeah, definitely.
So, right now, I feel it that in a way, that the situation is choiceless for me. I have to find something that is concrete, specific, and that satisfies me. If it doesn't fire me up passionately, then I'll take what is somewhat in that direction and move with it and see where it goes rather than hang back and wait for the perfect thing to come along.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
me too, you see. That's my thing too.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Wonderful to get those two bits there, to get those realizations, those two little inner game pieces, the perfect piece, and hey, maybe there aren't enough of those people out there for a viable business.
I think there are. I think we've reached a crucial stage in the evolution of consciousness here in the world that there are a lot of people out there who want to do stuff, who want to change, and who want to learn. And maybe even people who don't even know it yet, but they know it somewhere.
Yeah, there's a whole market of people that I think you could help right away. I'm even thinking to myself, that was great feedback you gave me, by the way.
what?
Earlier about clarity, vividness, and emotional power, if you were speaking to me. There's a whole slew of people. Telesummit interviewers could be helped by your work.
I suppose, sure.
Yeah, folks who do...
That's spontaneous conversation, but the same principles apply.
Yeah, so that just popped up for me. So it's not only, speakers, motivational speakers, but there's a huge market of people doing telesummits that could use help.
Yeah, and one of the challenges for me, though, is to take my business out of the one-to-one live format.
Yeah.
Into a global kind of situation, because up until this point I've only been working with people in person, one on one or small groups.
Right.
So, and that's I'm not gonna function too well with that as a total way of doing business.
No, and so that's part of getting your process and the way that you help people, getting that into a format that you can deliver it in, like in an e-format, for example. An information product. That's what you're saying?
Well, products, yes. But, I mean, ultimately, what I do is very, very personal.
Yeah.
And I don't know at this point whether some of it can be conveyed. I mean, you can talk about it. You can write about it, of course. But, you can't learn... how to speak by reading about something.
Yeah. No, some of it definitely is experiential, and you need to mentor them and coach them,
You can get hints, of course.
Yeah, but I'm sure that there are things that you can give them, and this is how the format works. I mean, you're live, one-on-one or group coaching or whatever format you decide to do for this kind of training is, one format, and then you package it in a format that more people can consume it, but they're going to have a different level of moving through the content than if they work with you personally.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
Video has to be a big portion of what I do.
Yeah, I would say so also, Paul.
I've decided that.
Thank you. Well, wonderful. Thanks for those pieces, and there was a little bit more clarification for me around your kind of client and tribe.
Right.
I got that.
Yeah. I'll have to listen to the replay in order to find out what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Thank you, Adele.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sheila. In addition to the all the Telesummit people, there's all the people that now are doing radio, Blog Talk Radio, and
yep.
those programs.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, signing off.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Who'd like to step up next?
I would. It's Joanne.
Joanne, okay. And was there someone else?
Britt.
And Britt. Okay, great. So you gals, all right, that's probably all the time that I've got this time around. So go ahead, Joanne.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity. And so what I got today, I guess a little more refinement when we were doing the circle piece, was a few different pieces. One, there's a way, the core essence of me is that I see deeply into people, past the clutter, past the external, and dive deeply into their heart and lead them there. And I guess the follow-up piece to that is in leading them there, help them bring out the buried treasures in themselves.
Mm-hmm. So when you think of the core problems you solve, what did you put down there?
I put a few things, and I'm not yet sure how they relate to the essence piece that I just shared, but one is making meaning out of messes. sometimes people will come to me with what they feel is like a lot of drama in their life, and there's a way that I help them sort through the drama and get to the core of what's possible there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other piece is, core problem is people who feel like they're just existing, like they're living, and yet they know there's more to their life. They feel a call to something bigger, to more fulfillment, to more passion, and help them to step into more of that.
So these folks who are just existing, what's their story? What's their big problem?
Well, some of their history and the piece that I can relate to is some of them have had a history of depression and or repression. And so they've gotten past that, and it's like they haven't, because they spent a lot of their life in depression or repressed emotions, they haven't had a chance to really dream. Like, they were just sort of in struggling existing mode. And so now what they want is like, oh, wow, I've got, like, the world open to me because I'm not dealing with the depression anymore. And it's, some of it, it's overwhelming. They haven't really tapped into what their deep desire is. There's fear there.
So how do you help them dream?
A lot of it is really connecting them more deeply to who they are. Like, to, when I also talked about not looking externally, like to really help them to deepen their connection to their source, to their soul, and to feel the callings there. Like, get out of their head about the dreams that they think they should be having and really feel the dream.
So how would you guide them through that?
That's the part that's hard. Like, I just, let me think
about it. Well, just think, give me a specific example.
So there's a client that I work with who, she has, when she listens to her own guidance, it's amazing. Like, she's a clear channel, and yet she spends a lot of time looking outside for guidance. So a lot of our sessions are spent with me asking her questions. What does your guide say? You know, connect, you know, I've learned to discover her particular way of connecting, and so I'll feed that back to her. You know, take a moment, connect in with your guide, connect in with your higher self, whatever, you know, the name is for the particular client. And it's kind of like what you did in the space where you just provided the diagram for us and gave us space to write. There's something in the space when I'm with my clients that I feel very connected to Source, and it gives them space to really connect to Source, and they find the answers there.
Okay. And how about these folks where you're making meaning out of messes? You're sorting out the drama.
Let me give an example for that. I think the first piece is I give them space to feel, because some of them go from, like sometimes they want to make meaning too quickly, you know, like instead of just feeling the grief or the sorrow or the sadness or the upset or whatever it is, like sometimes they want to immediately go to meaning. And so I actually lead them deeper into the feeling initially, not from a place of victim, but just feeling, you know, letting that energy move through them. And then it seems like after the energy moves through them, there's more clarity that they're able to see some of the gifts in it and to get clear on what's next.
So some of what I'm hearing is that part of what you do is that you help them feel past the drama to be a clear channel.
That struck me.
Well, that's just one. One thing. You do many more.
Yeah.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, uh-huh. I do.
Yeah, yeah.
A friend said to me when we were talking recently and I was asking her about my gift, she said there's a way, like she so feels my compassion and yet there's a nonchalantness that actually helps her to get out of the drama. Like, I don't get all crazy about the drama. Like, it's just stuff, you know? Like, I can hold it, you know? I can, like, hold the space for what's really wanting to be felt.
Yeah, drama-free to be, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. But do you see what I'm saying? So there are elements there where your connectedness already shows up in that feel thing. Your non-judgmentalness is apparent in feel past the drama.
So
the idea is to kind of like get a, like, it's almost like this phrase that's going to encapsulate an experience that holds so many different nuances that are delivered in your work, but gives it a succinct enough feeling so that they know, okay, this is the thing, and this is what gets delivered, or this is the result, or this could be the outcome. Starting to think in those about the way that you work and the people that you serve and how you serve them, starting to think of it in that way so that it's clear and they can get it, and they're like, oh, that's what she does.
Yeah.
Because
they're not out looking for non-judgment. They're looking for, like, to move past their stuff.
But yeah, definitely.
Being able to name what it is that I do that helps give them that.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Britt?
Hey there.
Hey.
For you.
Okay. Lightning rounds. Here we go.
My core essence. I love to play. I am a Labrador Retriever. And having fun is what it's all about to me. Core problem that I help solve is to help people have fun. Even break rules. And I had this image of someone, you know, feeling constricted, stifled, like that hot shirt and tie kind of day, stifled, and, you know, being like Clark Kent and the shirt ripping open and breaking free.
Mm-hmm.
the tribe, people who want to play but are too afraid. So maybe they're bored, or maybe they're just, not like sitting there kind of bored, but just what I perceive as kind of a general, ordinary lifestyle. They're just not really jazzed in life. So people going about life, but who aren't really
kind of, yeah, they're not jazzed. They're like, really the word that came was mediocre, even though that's not a real nice word.
I like the ordinary.
Yeah.
So, said the, you know, about the provocative question,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was thinking, oh, what do you do? And, you know, I'd say, oh, well, I play. And then, you know, something like, have you ever felt you wanted to lose the shirt and tie, man, and just go to work in jeans or not show up at work at all?
Those are perfect. Those are provocative questions.
Yeah. I do. You know, what would it, can you imagine what it would feel like to wake up totally jazzed for the day?
That's perfect. That's a perfect provocative question. And so my question to you would be, I'd want to know, what rules do you want to break?
Well, I'm not going to get you speeding down the road, but...
like, just think of the rules that you think are, like, so friggin' retarded.
No running in the school hallway. Yeah, okay, someone might run into each other, but... Come on, let's jump up and touch that top of the doorway in the school hallway. Who says you can't do that? That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Back to adults. I think it's more, it might not be like rules, laws, but what we perceive as societal norms. I'm having trouble coming up with specifics right now.
I know exactly what you're talking about. So you're not talking about external authorities. You're talking about the rules that are set up by this internal authority.
Right.
Who is that internal authority? I actually saw a cartoon on your website, you know, that internal authority, you know, like some, I don't know, they might have glasses and I don't know.
Yeah. Definitely got the shirt and tie.
Yeah.
And they're not out playing in the sandbox or climbing the tree. Yeah, that sense of play that even isn't, you know, some people think, oh, I play. I go and I play golf every Saturday afternoon. But there's no real sense of play there for some,
mm-hmm.
some people.
So... If it were possible to take this, you know, like, tight-ass internal authority, you know, that is very, very, very tight, and we introduce this level of play, what kind of freaky creature would that be?
It'll have as many heads as you like, and a lot more arms because you can do a lot more fun things. The more limbs you have, the internal authority went down the garbage disposal. I think it would be up to your own creation. You know, mine might have 8 heads and 16 arms, but you might be saying, no, that's, you know, too many heads telling me what to do. Mine only has 1 head. I think it would be something for each person to create.
Are there any specific rules that you could, like, kind of group? Like you mentioned, you know, the external one about no running in school hallways. But can you think of some rules that maybe you might have some of these rules yourself or had at one time, or you've run into people that have these rules, and there's, like, this whole set of rules that – that you broke and that now it's different because you broke these rules. Like, at some point, Britt, did you have, like, a whole bunch of rules or did people around you have a whole bunch of rules and you were like, well, hoo-ha to that?
Well, yeah, I've had tons of rules. I mean, and some just things like I can't sing, I can't write, I can't paint. You know, they're not exactly rules, but, you know, they're sort of the guidelines that I thought, oh, I can't do these things. I don't do these things well, so I can't do them. And, well, I started singing. Okay, you all know, you know, it's not always in tune, but what the hell? I can sing and I can paint. I'm not painting landscapes to sell, but they're free-form watercolor. And so something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then What one just came to mind? Oh, I can't come up with it now.
So the rules are about self-expression.
Yeah.
Or the internal ones that are going on is around self-expression. And maybe it's like, well, you know, how creative are you really? Like, is there a limitation to your ability to create? Or are you only a photographer but you can't be a singer? There's something for me about the self-expression.
Yeah.
As a tying theme.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Be.
Yeah. So, like, even when you're talking about some of what you do with photography, which is, you know, also, you know, I know that Sheila also does something similarly in terms of perspective, but some of that is breaking the rules of how you see, of how you perceive.
Right.
Right? So breaking out of that, the programmed rules of expression. I don't know, for me it's around there. It's that nothing succinct is coming at this moment in terms of like a phrasing around it, but it's around that arena.
Yeah, well, I love the new temporary tagline of, you know, break the rules.
Yeah, break the rules. Yeah, that's exactly what I wrote down. Did I say that? I didn't remember if I'd said it or not. Yeah, break the rules is definitely has to be in your message somewhere. And your website, I would think would have to be fun.
It is.
Yeah, okay. Fun and out of the box and, you know, not following any friggin' rules like, you know, frames and stupid things like that.
It's definitely create my own. I'll be looking for, I'll have the wallowing wall, send pictures and phrases of you wallowing and whatever, and then, you know, the playful wall, and I don't know. It's going to be fun.
Oh, I like that, the wallowing wall. Oh, how cool is that? You got 30 seconds to bitch. Here you go. Yeah, yeah.
The crazy, wild and crazy wall.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I think that one of the disservices that we do to ourselves, and Joanne was talking about this in her process, is that we don't give ourselves enough an opportunity to just be with what it is that we're feeling and then feel it and then move on.
Yeah.
That's a very key piece. I think Paul has talked about this on previous calls about being with what is. You know, let's not get all pie-faced and smiley-eyed, you know, if that's not where you are. But there's an honoring, I think, that is sacred about an experience and feeling what you feel. And then you can move. So, yeah, wonderful. Thank you very much, Britt.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope that was helpful, folks. And I hope that it gives you an idea of, you know, how you can be listening and clarifying and sharing, of course, your own insights, any languaging that comes up for you. Because this, again, this is like a big percolation, and all we're doing is percolating, sparking. And this will continue to unfold every time that we come together, every time that we engage in a conversation, and every time that you ask me a question on the Yahoo group. I'm here to help clarify your message and to get your business sparkly. So I think we've got time just for some questions. I do actually want to go, you know, every month I'll be coaching people live, as many as I can in the interim. So what I would suggest, if you haven't had a chance to be coached by me, make sure that you respond right away when I send out an email. And what I will try to do is give a little bit more heads up on the email instead of doing it night before. I'll let you know the week of that beginning Monday what's up. And so this way you can let me know who's up for being coached, and know that I'm happy to continue coaching, clarifying, helping you on the Yahoo group. Any thoughts, comments, feedbacks, question? And remember, you have to do *7. Or maybe I should just open the line. So makes it easier. Anyone, any thoughts, comments, feedback?
Thank you. Very helpful call.
You're welcome.
I guess I'd just like to jump in and recommend that people jump in to get coaching from you no matter where they're at. Because, I mean, I wasn't going to be on this call a few hours ago, but I worked in the morning and I did a little bit of work on my stuff, and then I said, well, maybe it's too late to get in on the call. But I figured, well, what the heck? If I'm paying my money to be here, why shouldn't I just jump in and get some help? You know, I need help.
That's right.
If I look a little foolish, well, you know, who cares? Nobody can see me anyways.
Yeah.
So I just recommend people jump in and no matter where they're at and get some value, because you end up always having incredible value no matter where you're at. So, because Adele is really good at what she does, and she'll help you.
Thank you so much. And so this is what I'm going to do, just because I think it's important for this month for us to kind of get a little bit more of a grounding, each one of us. So I'm going to do another coaching call next Thursday for those folks who want it. Actually, it's not going to be Thursday. It's going to have to be Wednesday. I'm going to do it on Wednesday. So if you didn't get coached by me on this call, and again, follow Paul's recommendation, whether you think you're ready or not, coaching will move you. I think that we've had some great movement for the folks who got coached on this call, so I'm happy to coach everyone around this piece this month. I would really like to feel like we've got a pretty good idea, so that when we come up with this statement, this really, really statement, you can flesh this out into a bio. You can use it as the basis for your, if you want to do an elevator thing, we can use it to create some provocative questions, so that when you're out there and meeting people, you've got some kind of a framework for yourself. I think this is a really important piece. I mean, that's why I did the essential message training with Michelle, and that's added some really nice content and strategies and processes for me with this. So I'd love to share it with you, and I'd love to get you on a really strong footing this month. So I'm going to do it next Wednesday, and I'm most inclined to do it in the morning, folks. So like 9 o'clock in the morning would be I can't do it then. Oh, wow. Yes, I can. I can do it really early. I can do it at 8:30, and I can stay on for an hour and a half with just purely coaching. So I can do that next. Yeah?
I'm just going to say our mastermind group meets from 8:30 to 9:30, but I guess we could just show up here instead as a possibility, but just wanted to throw that out.
Okay. Well, I'll put out a couple of times. Let me do this. I'll put out a couple of times, and whoever can make the most times, I'd really love to help folks with this bit and for you to get some clarity around your message and who you serve and what you're brilliant at. And what you're brilliant at is going to be like the big thing, the big blind spot. Even though you think you know what you're brilliant at, you're going to find out by the end of this 6 months, you're going to be like, shoot, I had no clue I was that brilliant. I'm telling you, that's like, for some reason, the doors that are going to be more open for us to move in are going to be the core problem in the tribe. And then the brilliance will work its way in, so just trust that. And so I really do want to coach the rest of the folks that are up for coaching, so I'll put it out to the Yahoo group today. I think there's a little poll thing I can do on Yahoo, and this way I'd like to really get the rest of the folks that want to get some coaching from me on this essential message early next week, so that we don't go into next month dragging the essential message piece, and at least we've each got something from it. So, great. Thank you, folks. Any other thoughts or questions or comments?
You do awesome work. That's my comment.
Thank you, Tanya.
Okay.
I love coaching. I'm a coach. I hope that's obvious. Okay, cool. Well, thank you, everyone. I know that this program has been like, where are we going? A little bit. And That some of it is the nature of this, and the other of it is that the structure can be designed more to support you. And so I'm going to look to you for feedback about what you really need and what you want more of from me, because I am happy to modify the program and do whatever it is that we need to do to give you what you need and really get your business sparkly and all jazzy. So,
woohoo!
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Awesome call. Thank you for your engagement. Everybody for stepping up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.